up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Champs Radio.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang segue, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Hey, hey, Sangria, hope you stop me. It's your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's G-Chess motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
And right now, we have the unequivocally
fucking Queens Day up in this motherfucker.
It's Queens Day. We interview LL Cool J, and now we interview
in Queens.
That's a hard act to follow.
If it wasn't for them, the N-O-R-E might have not been existing. Because they come from Corona.
Yes, sir.
Not only do they come from Corona, they come from a part of Corona that I come from.
True indeed.
And they represented it before me. They represented it after me. And they're going to represent it.
After you.
It's infinity.
Whatever happened after that.
We're gonna rep it after the Mexicans get
it. And right now, we got the beat nuts in the motherfucking Mary Mexican. Now, off top, when I think of the beat nuts,
yes, sir,
I think of the first record I ever heard Pun on.
Yeah.
Ever. Pun. I gotta actually relax. I don't know. You got mad dreads, but you gotta relax. The first record I ever heard. Yo, Paul, I gotta actually relax.
Welcome to Dream Champs, guys.
Yeah. The first record I ever heard Pun on was on a Beat Nuts record.
Which, off the books?
Was there something before that?
Yeah.
Officially?
Nah.
Pun?
Firewater Feature was the first one that he had.
No, that was the first on Fat Joe's with Raekwon.
But this is the first official. And he had the You Ain't a Killer 12 inch.
You Ain't a Killer.
Right, Cypress
Hill. Still acting like
There was a joint with him and Cypress.
Stop. You're not giving them their props.
Okay.
You gotta give them their props. I don't know who you are, but you gotta leave.
He's not giving them the props.
Especially Capone. You gotta go.
Shut up.
Listen.
What I will say, it wasn't the first one, but it definitely was the one that.
It was the one,
you know, that
made him break.
Made noise. Well, yeah.
You know.
That was a big record.
Urban Legend has it. They went and got $10 million for my man after that.
No, it was a big record.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's make some noise for that.
Make some noise,
second life.
Allegedly, you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Second life, you gotta make noise.
We definitely did.
I gotta tell you to relax.
I mean, he was great. He was gonna be that no matter what.
For sure.
You know, we were just catalyst, that's all.
Right.
So, from the first time, what happened? Let me describe this moment. You met Fat Joe.
Yeah.
Right? You met Fat Joe.
Label mates.
Because y'all was on RCA.
Yeah.
No, Relativity.
Yeah, we were Violator artists. We started our careers at the same time.
Chris Lighty?
Chris Lighty signed.
Okay, let's take that. Let's rewind that.
Intoxicated Demons, Native Tongue. All that.
Yeah, well, we was doing that shit before.
Look at EFN.
I'm just saying, you skipping mad shit, you know?
No, I like.
No, don't rub your nipples, brother. Don't rub your nipples.
No, I'm talking about it's the underbelly. And you told, listen, psychedelics? What the fuck did you just say?
What did you just say?
You said some crazy shit.
Intoxicated Demons.
Yeah, that is where it started?
Yeah, that was the...
Was Pun on Intoxicated Demons?
No.
Okay. Continue.
Intoxicated Demons was 93, right? That was our first.
I was in jail. I shot niggas in juice. Sorry. Apologize.
So, that was the first one. Pun didn't come around. That was 93. Pun didn't get on that record till 97. That was on the Stone Crazy album.
But did you originally want Pun or you originally wanted Joe?
Nah, Pun.
And Cube is on the record too, right?
Yeah, because Pun was on it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the
Pun. It was kind of like, you know, we just want to do a record together.
Yeah. Mm.
That's it. But nobody knew it was going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be honest with you, another allegedly, the story I heard was that, you know, Joe was actually upset because Cuba was on the record.
From back then already?
Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I was like, you know, we didn't know. We right. didn't, you know, you're just doing the record as friends together. You never know what it's going to do.
Yes. And that record
blew.
That's just, yeah, it's a classic hip hop record.
No.
Yeah.
Let's all say it together.
I'm saying that's his boy, my nigga. You know, we rocking and rolling with the crew.
Let's all say it together.
We can't say that. We have to just make a noise.
All right, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
My guy, bing bong.
That record.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Brain. I don't know what your whistle was.
I have a track on for this shit.
I still respect it. I still love you.
By the way, like, but your whistle was mad. My man, DJ Butch Rock, told me I could not drink before coming to the show because I had to drink on the show.
But now you can drink on the show.
Your man, Junkyard Jukes, I'm a wild-ass nigga. So I didn't even drink last night because I'm a two-day nigga. I start drinking on Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
And then for 3 days.
And then you know, not get up here and dump a fucking Ciroc and champagne with my bottle of whiskey.
Because
I just want to talk, bitch. I don't even want you to kiss.
Fashion.
Off an original beat.
I might start drinking.
The original beat nuts.
I'm getting shakes.
Three man. Al Tariq. Nah.
Al Tariq.
It broke up because of some other reasons.
All right, but y'all was some Corona
for real. Yeah, we Corona. Jackson Heights, all that.
So what happened?
Oh, man, shit.
Disaster.
You know, you grew up in Corona, block parties, man. You had ULS, fucking Chiba Clan, Stay Hot Crew.
I like Chiba Clan.
Yeah. J-Rock and
J-Rock.
We grew up in that culture.
Yeah, he locked up, and that's my name.
J-Rock, yeah.
We gotta relax. Okay, continue.
So, I mean, you know, we grew up in that culture, you know what I'm saying? Like, hip-hop was, I thought it was my bottle of whiskey. We get all kinds of.
How you doing, sir?
It's going down.
Nigga, Pum Punjabi and all them niggas.
It's going down.
I respect it.
We get
Punjabi and C.
P-Worthy.
P-Worthy.
Yeah, P-Worthy.
All right. And you smash, y'all?
Yo, that's his wife.
Yo, come on, brother.
Good for you.
Go ahead, Pum.
Chichi got too much. I'm going to have to tell you to relax. You're not going to do that.
Go ahead, Julia.
I don't know. I forgot what the fuck I was saying.
You were smashing the Punjabi
MC. I'm no good sober, man. I'm horrible sober.
I'm doing just fine.
No, go ahead.
Shit, trust me.
Jameson?
It's a lot. Yeah, I'm waiting for the Dominican guy
fuck
to come
Jameson.
Up here.
Go ahead.
Nah, I don't drink that shit, man.
Why not?
I don't drink that
Puff
shit,
Puff Daddy's
man.
A great person.
Do it for Diddy.
No, I love
it. It's not because of Puff
Daddy. Do it for Diddy.
I love Puff Daddy. I'm not just gonna.
You're not gonna do it for us, do it for Diddy.
Everybody know Ju Jameson, man. Ju Jameson. I'm notorious for that. How you niggas are not going to have my shit up here?
It's Rick Jameson. That's what we call him, Rick Jameson.
So go ahead, tell us your story. Tell us your story.
Where all the cocaine is in. Getting blown on by Croatians.
You love cocaine too?
Huh? Yeah, I fuck around. I dabble. Yeah. I dabble.
A little bit.
From Corona, my nigga. Come on. I'm old school. I'm old school. Look at the coke, weed, you know what I'm saying?
Shots
I just
fired.
Don't do that Molly shit, like, none of that other faggot drugs. But coke, weed, and liquor, you know, old school shit.
So how did it start with cocaine? That's when it starts.
There's a cocaine documentary now? Yeah. Yeah. Go for it.
How did it start?
That was in the 80s. 88, 89.
In the
80s? 88, 89.
Has Grandmaster Flash came to see you?
White Lines?
No?
Nah, it was before that. Nigga, I'm from Corona. You know, nigga. Right. So heroin, coke, everything.
This is a cocaine cowboy that came to see you?
Nah. Nah, no shit.
Columbia.
I ain't sell it, man. I'm a fucking user. I don't have the balls to sell drugs.
You gotta have balls to do it.
I love you.
It's a serious, it's a serious business.
Right.
You might have to hurt somebody you care
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just not built for that. So is your boys that's gonna fuck that money up.
That's exactly what
but
I see
at
said.
First, they came to you and you said, I'm gonna sniff the whole kilo.
I'm gonna sniff it, see what it is.
I'm not gonna sell it, I'm gonna sniff
it. Then I'm gonna call Nori and get him to move Nori. This shit.
And then, yeah, I'm definitely gonna move it after you sniff it.
That's the word.
Come on, Juju.
How you gonna move it after you sniffed it?
After he sniffed it, I said.
How you gonna move it?
You gotta relax. We know. Queensbridge not welcome right now. We're on the west side of Queens.
This is like a Queens mess right now with you.
No, listen. No. We're on the west side of Queens.
We are like, see,
you know, they try to go at your friends.
You gotta relax.
You gonna let me get
you? Right? I'm definitely.
Long Island City.
Yeah, it is the west side of Queens.
We are the west side.
You better relax.
That's the
west side. We had all this shit going on our side over there. There was a whole other war going on.
Hey, Gustin over there.
I'm going to be honest. Tap them niggas on their shoulder. Who the fuck is these niggas?
Just give me that Jameson, goddamn it, Butch. Come on. What, do you need some money?
I'm going to be honest. You and that nigga.
Okay, so you
were sniffing coke 100 miles an hour.
How did that happen?
You and Rory Flush.
I said I dabble.
You said him, Rory Flush, what?
No, Rory Flush gets down, too.
That's your buddy.
I don't know. I'm not testifying to anything.
Buddy.
But you heard Rory Flush and Trash. Y'all all like a crew.
I'm not going to sign that.
Y'all was like a crew, a little bit.
I'm not going
to. A little bit, right, Juju?
What is this, Broadway over here?
A little bit. Relax. A little bit. It was like you, Trash, and Flush.
I have no idea what you're talking about. None whatsoever.
All right, it was a sniff mask.
I'm a huge fan of both of them. I met them on occasion.
Dibble and dabble.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, Juju, let me tell you something.
Nah, it's always a good time.
Let me just be clear.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't for Juju, Psycho Less, the Beatnuts, there would never be a Capone in Noriega.
Nah, that's not true.
No, relax.
Let me give you a
look.
Erroneous on all counts.
I don't know what you say.
What's wrong? We're erroneous. It's wrong. It's not true.
All right. Let me give you that.
I used to work at Dairy Mart on 99th Street. Remember? That was my uncle's store. Next to Lowman's.
I feel like you got to relax. I got you. Listen, let me give you some
I know what you heard.
You was going to be
Nori no matter what.
No, but let me give you some love. Let me tell you something.
I appreciate it, though.
They're beating us.
Yes, sir.
One of the most notorious groups from our neighborhood. I'm from Left Rack. The Beatnuts actually is from up the block from us. Corona. And not only, what's that? What you doing? You're passing cocaine? You got to run that. Y'all fucking up my interview, man. I'm giving so much props.
In fact, there's no Jameson here.
Please, stay focused.
Juju.
Please stay focused.
It's hard to stay focused. Drinking liquor.
I just felt like you trying to give him a sniff. I don't like it.
Stay focused.
Juju.
Yes, sir.
Psycho Less.
We're here.
I'm with you. Let's go.
You guys don't edit this? It's straight.
No,
this
is no editing.
No, we don't edit. But listen, the Beatnuts. If it wasn't for the Beatnuts, at the Beatnuts' height, they were repping Corona. Do you know where I'm from? I'm from Left Rack City.
That's good.
And if I wasn't from Left Rack City,
Live is Hood.
And y'all wasn't from Corona, I would have never been here.
Yeah.
And he would have never been here because we're together.
Is
we're partners.
Is that true, Capone? Is that absolutely true?
At the end of the day, you gotta always give it up to people.
Inspiration, inspiration. Inspiration.
Before, yeah.
We don't win unless the team wins.
We don't.
Right?
You're not in the same room.
It's true, though. Nah, I'll
say no less. You gotta say something. Because I know he sniff a lot of coke. It's okay. You gotta talk.
I'm not about even what? Shit, at least. Already, if I had some drugs, at least.
He sound like the plug.
Drinks. I have no idea what he just said. Like what you said?
I'm gonna have to drink.
It's done. It's settled already.
Listen, let me tell you something.
It's beyond Queens, though, man.
It's beyond. You know why?
Because
these guys
as well,
are the biggest of Latinos, the biggest of our culture. If it wasn't for them, like, honestly,
but really, to me, like,
happy to represent
like,
Corona.
Thank you, like, lyrics dude. Come second to me. My shit is music first.
And your production
that's where the name Beat Nuts come from.
Yeah.
It's not called
the
lyrical nuts. It's the Beat Nuts. We make beats, you know?
Right. So, and both of y'all made beats.
Yeah. Mm. But we early from the culture, so we did it all. We spit,
we
DJ'd, fucking break dance, we fucking steal
DJ'd.
Your girlfriend. Whatever, you know?
Hey! Let's go back to the steal your girlfriend.
Diablo.
You was, I'm not gonna lie, y'all was smashing a lot of Latino bitches back in the days. Let's make some noise for that. Come on, Psycho. Come on. Tell him, Psycho.
Everybody like going on the road with us for that reason, because we always, you know, we bring a lot of the girls out.
Yeah.
That's like for me, I always said that, you know.
Come on. Have a drink. Pop that bottle.
Let me put my fucking Jameson, man.
Relax.
I ain't drinking
just have a bottle. Have a bottle of champagne. Listen, let me tell you something.
In true Nori fashion, I'm going to open a bottle of champagne.
Listen. I don't know if y'all know, but in our show, we give our people flowers when they can smell them.
Right.
And trees when they can inhale them.
Thank you.
So please, can you open that up?
Yeah, I will.
And then you can have that whole bottle to yourself, Juju. I don't know why you're shaking like that.
Wouldn't be the first time, Jamie. Nori's the only person that ever invited me to a barbecue, and everybody got their own bottle of champagne. No beers, straight champagne. Poppy champagne.
Yeah, that's right. Let's
Poppy, make some noise.
Let me tell you something, Juju, Psycho Less.
That was
I can't thank y'all more than enough. Because you know why I want to thank y'all? Because my favorite rapper was on y'all favorite. Y'all first record ever was Big Pun.
Yes, sir.
One of the illest.
And I have poured out for him.
That's for him.
And, yeah. All right. Let me get some of his shit. Yeah, pour it. Pour it for him. All right, cool. Let's punch it. But this is what I want to ask y'all. Because y'all was so popping. What made you want to put Pun on your record at that time?
It was, like I said, it was a mutual respect. You know, he was a big fan of ours. We thought he was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, we hooked up.
But no, I never heard of him at that
time. It was just, like I told you, really just friends doing the record together. It was friends, mutual respect doing the record together. It wasn't like, oh, yo, can I get on the record with you? Nothing like that. We was just like, let's just do something crazy.
Yeah.
But did you?
Pun was coming to Queens.
He was coming to Brooklyn.
You know, in your ear.
Yeah, in the ear.
Come on.
That's by Queens, right?
He used to be all up in there. He used to come with his 9 milli, put it on top of this shit. Yeah, he used to do it. He had a little notebook with him.
They almost killed him in Left Right when he did that, because he came out. He was like, "Yo, where's Poppy at?" and nobody's like, "No." Everybody's like, "What?" No, he said, "Where's Nori at?" And everybody's like, "Nope." Like at that time, nobody knows where Nori is. They call me Poppy. So he pulled it out, and then everybody said, "Yo, we're gonna kill this fat nigga." And then I'm like, "Oh shit!" I come outside. I'm like, "Oh shit! No, you can't do nothing. You can't touch him." But you guys was the first person to put him on his first feature.
Yeah.
I really need y'all to get into depth of how, because you know why?
Right.
Because after that record,
it was over, yeah.
It was over. Yeah. Like if you ask me my personal solo career, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
On the next list. That's my shit.
Yeah.
So the thing is, Capone was in jail. He can't relate to it. Capone was in jail.
That was Capone in jail. That's a big record.
Yeah, but
I get the reference of why he's saying that.
But what I'm saying is, Pun's record was y'all record. Like when Pun came out on y'all shit, it was over.
Yeah.
So did y'all know that?
Nah, I think it was just destiny. Like I told you, man, it was just some friends getting together. I actually hated that record. Yeah. I only rhymed 8 bars on it because I didn't like
the books.
It. Yeah, because who produced
Psycho.
We were doing the Stone Crazy album, which is all dark. We had fucking Screwball on there.
Mm.
You know, it was a really dark album. Yeah. So it really stuck out like a sore thumb.
But what made you? Whose idea was it to put Pun on? Let me tell you this. Let me pick up on the story. Whose idea was it to put Pun?
Right, this nigga wasn't feeling the beat, so we had another beat called Robbed and Stole,
yeah.
And it was fire too, fire.
Yeah.
So we was like, fuck it, we're gonna let Pun decide.
Yeah.
So we drove to the Bronx, boom. Pun was like, yo, I like Robbed and Stole, but if we do this one, we're gonna blow.
He said those exact words.
If we do this one, we're gonna blow.
Exactly.
So we was like, all right, say no
exact
more.
Word.
Jumping, yo, nigga didn't even fit in like the minivan. He had to pull out the whole back seat so he could just fucking lay in there.
Big shout to my nigga Suarez.
That's real.
Let's
make some noise, goddamn.
It was great.
So which one of y'all taking it from here?
I mean, after that, it was a done deal. We went to the studio.
And what studio was this? This Power Play?
Brooklyn, because we was in this.
Y'all went to Brooklyn?
We recorded. That was out of my house.
Yeah. We were recording in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yeah,
so y'all were
great. Great point. Not like far, because
they used to give us budgets back then for studio. Yeah. So instead of going to studio, we bought equipment with that budget and recorded the whole album ourselves.
And it's relativity.
We did all that shit ourselves.
Relativity.
Yeah, relativity.
And y'all own relativity.
Yeah.
So
mix, produce, engineered all that.
So how does this happen? Because I imagine Fat Joe was sitting there saying, why do y'all want Pun?
Fat Joe
I think he was clueless to the fact that we were doing the record.
Yeah, Fat Joe wasn't even in the picture. We were going straight with Pun. And
it wasn't like it was a big...
That was,
you got Jameson?
Make some noise, Jameson.
Make some noise.
He got Jameson. All
right, well,
Butch is in the building. Butch Rock, what up?
Thank you. Finally.
Salute.
Oh, shit, now it's on.
Salute.
Now it's on. We're doing a bump after this shit and it's... Find my father's gun and beat somebody.
That's what I love. I love old school maniacs. Let's make some noise. Yo, go ahead, Juju. So, okay.
Yeah, so I mean, honestly, you know what I'm saying? It was like everybody was just kind of doing their thing at that time. So it was like, you know. I think career-wise, Pun was still, I don't know, he might have just got signed to Loud. There wasn't a lot going on.
No, he didn't. I'm being honest, you modest, and you humble, and both of y'all humble.
course.
But if y'all didn't do that record with Pun, Pun, that record actually made Pun get signed.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here, and I know you humble.
Least at the
relax.
I'll say this. It saved Joe a lot of
promotional
effort. Like,
but if you don't know, that record right there is the record that made Pun get signed. Not Firewater, not all this other shit. That record.
Right.
It's off the hooks, this shit. Come on. Just talk about
it.
Another thing, let me tell you. That chorus, we was all in the room thinking of a chorus. I remember we was thinking of, so I'm going through my notebook because back then everything was notebooks,
notebook.
So I was like, yo, I got this little piece of a verse. It's off the hook this year. We getting mad money off the books this year. That's all I had. Yeah. Pun was like this. Ain't nothing but crooks in here. Now he finished it, so you know he was good for the endings always. Yeah, yeah. So
did y'all know?
And that's it. It was history.
Okay, y'all know that one record birthed a legend? Like y'all birthed.
Biggie Smalls. I'm happy to have been a part of his journey. I think he, like I said,
but did you know
he was
it?
He was gonna be that
a monster regardless. But we did. Throw some heat.
It would have been yo, what? Yo, fuck, making it happen. Because, I mean, you know,
nothing was going to
stop that machine.
He was going to do it regardless, but we did throw him some fire.
Yeah, I mean, under the wood.
You know?
That's a classic record.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make some noise.
So, after all the books, you guys are still signed to Loud. Correct?
Yeah. No, with
Jay, I gotta actually relax.
We're on Relativity.
Relativity.
At that time, yeah.
And now Relativity, because Relativity is a very interesting label.
Yeah, they were independent. You know, started in Hollis, Queens. It was an independent label.
That was like the real.
It was like straight up hardcore hip hop.
It was straight up
common sense. Yo, MLP. Common sense. M.O.P. Bone Thugs.
Bone Thugs. They had every, but
they had
what's my man's name?
Cocaine.
Oh, love cocaine.
They put a lot of it's been 19 years since the release of Capital Punishment.
That is true. Oh, yeah. Juju was on point. 3 days before this is the release of Illmatic.
Mm.
23 years ago today was the release.
I thought you were going to say the release of Capone.
I came home yesterday.
Let's make some noise. Capone came home yesterday. But 23 years ago, also Illmatic came out.
Yeah.
So we said Capital Punishment 20 years ago?
Yeah, 19 years ago.
And then 20. Yo, listen, Juju. Psycho. We are hip hop. And I don't know if you understand, but our show is based upon giving our legends flowers when they can
smell them. That's great. I love that.
And trees when they can inhale.
Yeah, absolutely. And
you
understand? We should. And we should.
So, Psycho Less, Juju.
Thank you, bro.
We want you to know that you guys are appreciated.
Thank you. I'm fucking psyched to be up here. Because, you know, everybody's like, oh, I can't wait to hear the Beatnuts up there. But, you know, they get, you know, for fucking bullshit reasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. It's like, what do you think you're
doing?
Because you know what it is up here.
Right.
So they're like, yeah, with Nori and Juju, that shit's going to be... I want to get invited by the show, though.
Right. But here's the deal.
I don't want to do it because everybody's saying you should
here's
do it.
Here's the deal. I just want you to know, because the one thing that I felt like you didn't know was when I seen Mayor, and I felt like you felt like you would be privileged to come on Jay Sandwich.
And I am.
And I gotta tell you to relax.
I'm on.
Because you know why?
No, I'm on. I'm on.
Let me finish.
I'm on.
But you know why?
Yeah, I told you what. I told you when we were at a huge. You have no idea. We have a lot of them.
No.
Come on, man.
If there wasn't,
we inspire each other, man.
Okay. I'm gonna let you finish.
We inspire each other.
Can I finish now?
Just so you know that. You're just as much of
an
influence.
You just as much of an influence. There was not Beat Nuts. There will not be a Capone.
And let me tell you. Beat Nuts still if it wasn't for Capone and Noriega dropping Weatherhurt. Fair enough.
Thank you.
If there was no Beat Nuts, there wouldn't be a J-Lo on the block.
Factory.
J-Lo on the block. That's a fact.
Zero.
J-Lo.
Jack.
No, because of the sample? Because of the sample?
Because Jack did us dirty on that one.
Whatever.
Ain't no whatever.
The best form of flattery to go in.
Oh, yeah. Tell us, like, man. You want to know.
You know whatever.
That young producer
is on block violated.
The best form of flattery is imitation.
I mean, we dropped that song, what? And what year was
94?
That? 94. Probably, but it was like 2000. So, but anyway, 2 years later, she drops her shit, and it was a lot of.
Knows they bit,
that
right?
Was like the we biggest of flatter. Biters, I've seen that. They bit. Queens, like,
yo, but hold on,
not even a shout out. Like, yo, shout out Beat Nuts for inspiring the idea.
You know
why?
Give me a shout for the idea. I gave you the. We gave you the idea to flip that.
Yeah, she thought it was pun record.
That was pun record. She might have thought that was really pun record. Like, for real. But at the end of the day, this is gonna make her realize right here that was y'all record.
Well,
this is gonna be right here. She watch.
I think she hates us already.
Yeah, she, you know.
Y'all done under the cover.
That's cool.
Nah, she got love.
Nah, man, I love her. What she done.
She
got
love. She gotta realize that she's y'all record.
You gotta eat great. No,
but in a way.
Not
in a way, it's not really her fault. Like, I don't even blame her. I blame the producer. I blame the producer for biting the shit. And
the producer?
Corey Rooney.
But that was the beat, right?
For real, huh?
It was the same sample.
Yeah, that's my beat.
It was inspired by their
nigga, I was on the phone talking. I was like, yo, what? I'm going to come to the studio and see you, nigga.
This shit was like, straight
jack. He was going back and forth. It was beat with me and Corey. You know why? Because check this out. His lawyer, his lawyer was my lawyer.
Yo, I don't want to get shot going downstairs.
Ain't nobody going to get shot.
Why would you get shot? Is this live? I don't know.
You for Corona. You good.
We good.
All right. We got guns.
We going to do the shooting. Right.
To protect you.
Because I didn't bring anything.
Yes.
No, so you and us, we all good.
It's a family show. Come on.
Yes, it's a family show.
So Juju.
So Juju.
We're coming here to celebrate Noriega and the Beatles, man.
No, we are not coming here.
There ain't no beef. Let's get that straight. Ain't no beef.
Listen.
But that's just it. That's the facts of what happened.
Hold on. That's where you're wrong. We are not here to celebrate Noriega or Capone in any way. We are only here tonight to celebrate Beat Nuts and the motherfucking...
What the hell?
I drank
from
that.
This is all
Noriega.
Only
Jameson's, though.
Come on, close the door. So I need to understand this. How did you even consider putting Pun on there? Because was it Fat Joe putting him
no,
on?
No, like
you?
I said, it was a mutual thing from us.
He wanted to work with us. Yeah, he wanted to work.
They told you Fat Joe didn't even know. He said he didn't think he knew. It was all Pun. Pun was doing records. He was like, I'm on the record with y'all on some mutual respect, you know. You know, me, him, and Cuban, and Sage hanging out.
You're very loud. Gotta relax. Continue.
But you know how it was, yo. You know how it was with Pun. If we didn't click, we're not gonna work, and that's just the way it works, you know. So we click, you know, Pun. We was all
going to VAR.
You gotta relax too, though.
Tranqui.
Tranquilo.
I'm going to VAR.
No, you good. Just relax like this much.
But damn, did LL get drunk though? Did LL? I'm curious.
I got some
listen to the show.
He got buzzed.
Oh, he got buzzed. And he didn't want to leave. You know what the crazy shit?
On a date with
Juju.
Got buzzed.
Juju, the crazy shit? He didn't want to leave. His people was just texting. And he looking at me like this. Fuck my people. He's looking at me. He's sitting right where you are. And I'm sitting right here. And everybody's texting me saying, I got to go. I don't see the same texts. I'm looking at me like, fuck them.
That's a fantasy story.
What the fuck you.
Yo, shout out LL, bro. One of the most, for real, one of the most lyrical motherfuckers out there, for real. That nigga's nasty. I work with him, so I know how he works. Like, LL is nasty in the studio. That nigga goes in, yo.
Here comes the butterball,
bro. BB conversation.
Banging out like 10 joints a night.
Here comes the butterball, bro.
Barbara.
That's cool. Now we're all cool J fans.
So what happened between
you? That nigga ain't getting fucked up.
Better be motherfucker.
You ain't getting fucked up, dog.
What actually happened between the brothers? Because I'm to be honest, me and my brother, it's my brother. But I hate him at times, and he hates me at times.
Yeah, no idea.
So can you?
I'm in a loveless marriage.
Oh my god.
Hold on, that was.
Oh my god.
Me and this nigga, trust, that's what makes it work. Yin and yang. Two niggas can't, if niggas is cool, you can't be the same. The last thing I need is another nigga like me. No more. We gonna buy twin Porsches, wrap them shits around a tree, no more beaters.
Okay, so at the beginning, who did the beats?
Well, we both always. We've always done.
Did the beats.
Oh yeah, both of us.
That's
always.
Hot. That's hot.
We started real serious.
Yeah,
because we both. Beats. That's how we met. We used to dig and
was
shit.
Was it the 3 of y'all first or just
Jungle
the 2 of y'all?
Nah, Africa just me from and Jungle Brothers.
Then later on, Fashion came in.
Wait. Tell me.
Fashion was like we didn't have enough confidence in ourselves.
He can't say shit like that.
Let's go get a black.
Nigga said, yo, Juju. The nigga said, Africa from Jungle Brothers just told us to be a.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, hold on. Juju, you gotta relax.
I just asked.
He said some real shit.
No, but look.
That's all I say is real shit.
I asked him who gave them the name defense. And guess what he said?
He said, I forgot.
Africa.
He said, Africa from Jungle Brothers just told us. Y'all can't be telling. That's
real.
They're
native tongues. That's fucking
that's real hip hop shit right there. Yo,
Africa,
really.
No, that's hot.
Is that how you got
involved
in
Native
Tongues? Through Africa, really, and digging, you know, because Africa would be out there digging.
Texting my wife, she's like, how's it going? I said, fuck her, hilarious.
He invited us to the studio, and we just stuck around forever, dude. Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. No, I'm not that. Trust me, I'm not that busy or that popular. Nobody fucking talks to me, man. If you niggas didn't want to talk to me, nobody would.
I need to smoke, B.
This? What?
I know that.
Okay, you gotta relax. We're gonna smoke downstairs.
Let me roll, buddy.
Roll up.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ E.F.N.
So, Now, what? Fat Joe, you had a relationship with Fat Joe.
Yeah, man. I love Fat Joe always.
But why did you want to put on his Prodigy?
Well, I mean, when that wasn't my... See, that's what I keep trying to tell you. It wasn't like we were trying to put anybody on.
Nah,
it was
but just, we did work with Fat Joe, too, for his album.
Oh, I did remixes.
So it's not like...
You know, the books was just a fucking freak of nature, man. Come on, nobody knows you're going to do a record like that.
Nah, but...
It was our biggest record commercially in the same breath, so you know what I mean?
To date?
Yeah.
Wasn't even going to give us a video budget for that, but the song took off. The label was like, yo, we got to do a video for this shit. So,
when you say the label, you talking about Loud?
Relativity.
Relativity, wow. Yeah.
Right? Someone else should have paid for that video.
Word it was. Shout out Alan Grumblack and...
Cliff.
Yeah, you know
what Contrary, rest in peace, Cliff Contrary.
You know what they do? Switch the name every time.
He was fucked up for a minute. Huh?
I don't remember that. They did record labels and switch the name every time.
Reach
the
end, nigga,
too. What album was Lick the Pussy on?
Huh?
What album was Lick the Pussy on?
I don't know. I didn't rhyme on that record.
That was on...
That classic sample
MCA
had used.
That's Tyrone Davis.
Eat a pussy, you need anything.
That was the first album.
That was the toxic
album. You know your pussy?
Huh?
You know your pussy?
I don't know. Is it that kind of a show? I thought it was a family show.
Let me ask you a question. Because listen.
He said, please. Did you just say
that? Yeah, listen. Me and my brother, this is my brother, this is Capone. And me and him are totally opposites.
Right.
But if you put us together,
that's the magic.
We're totally together.
Absolutely.
Are y'all totally opposites?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yo, listen.
Not totally though. We both have a fucked up sense of humor. Which is why we're friends to begin with. Mm. But you know.
Break that down.
Yeah, we both got a really dark sense of humor. We find crazy shit funny. Which is why when we were younger, all we did was drink and laugh when we was younger. Okay. And then the fact that, we used to dig for records and we had the same hobby in common just made it better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And both from Corona.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's from Jackson Heights. Yeah. I'm from Corona.
Jackson Heights.
Jackson Heights.
You're from Corona.
He's from 94th Street.
Columbia?
95th Street.
Yeah.
95th Street.
Carmelo?
What they used to call your building? The Hawaiian? No.
Nah, not the Hawaiian building.
That's Left Rack, the Hawaiian building.
You gotta relax.
I know Hawaiian building.
You gotta relax.
I know y'all niggas had names too.
Yeah, we got Canada, like Paris. No Hawaii.
You're not serious, really? Canada and Paris?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, they buildings got names. We got numbers.
Exactly.
I hate that shit.
I'd rather go with Canada or you won't get shot.
Was the other one Paris?
Yeah. So I was about to bring that up on that.
It's like a resort. You going to Canada.
Left, right, shit.
But you go to the air, nigga.
Nah.
You go to the air, you get shot.
You go to Queens, you get shot. That's a fact. That's a fact. You go to Queens, you get shot.
You go to Queens, you get shot.
You go left, right, you get big jerk chicken.
Drug dealers. Big fucking. That was crazy.
They get shot.
They get shot.
They get shot.
Crazy.
They got double.
You got a chance to enjoy it.
Nobody wants
shot.
Remember that.
Ah!
Yo, let me tell y'all something. If it wasn't for the beat nuts.
Everybody, one more
song. Let me tell you, man.
Let's one more time.
It is an honor for you to even compare me and Psycho to you guys.
No.
No, it is, because let me tell you, I don't think there's not another dynamic.
We your fans.
No, but they
we your fans right
and
now.
There is,
right?
And there's not another group that I would another dynamic duo that I would love to be compared than my brothers right here.
He's the one that take the bump.
Because my niggas are official
the time. He's the
A.
That's
no
the
question.
G that got the
G. G got the
ain't no question about, you know.
Yes, I'm like sorry.
That, me and I pride myself on that, Norm.
I don't like Psycho Less, if it wasn't for Beat Nuts, coming from Corona, I was from Left Rack City. Left Rack City is, my address is 97-3057 Avenue, apartment 5E, Corona, New York, 11368.
Reach out to my man Killer.
368. And that original address said Corona.
What would it say now?
I was going to block you out.
Flushing. Like it says on my man.
He said, give me that.
My Pongo shit. Nah, thanks.
Can I block you?
Not my house.
You don't know how much.
That was a silent relationship.
Thank you, man.
If it wasn't for that.
Thank you, man.
Corona 11368. And the thing about us was y'all came before us. And when I was in jail with this motherfucker, I was in jail, and I looked back, and I was like,
"That face?
That niggas is doing it just
I
like
didn't
that."
Do that face. I didn't do that in jail.
If I can recall, that was
in my mind.
There's a picture of
that. That was.
And then I seen Nas. Look, cause we seen Nas, and we seen Mobb Deep, and this nigga's like this Nas and Mobb Deep. But when I seen Beat Nuts, I was like,
oh shit,
Rona.
And I stab niggas for y'all. I'm just throwing it out there.
I love but you for
the
that.
Niggas said, they, where they rap. I said, what?
I love you for that, though. I love you for that. Because I'm not for us, it meant a lot too, man. We had, you know, we had a lot of homies from the hood in there too at that time, man.
No, but you know, to my he was too
Sly,
popular.
My nigga Edison, Slam.
Yeah, Nas.
We had a lot of dudes and all up in there.
All I had was,
you know, and it made it, you know, it gave niggas, you know what I'm saying? It was nice to be able to do that for my hood.
It wasn't off the books this year.
No,
it wasn't off the books this year.
But you had an Agnelli.
They didn't respect
it. Was big. That was a big
one. That was big.
The bomb, baby?
No, not the bomb.
Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth. And fuck me for free was big.
And that was another big one.
Listen.
With complexion.
Listen. Y'all talking. Different decade.
That was my shit.
When off the books wasn't put it in your mouth.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Nah, it wasn't.
No, that's not too far apart, though.
You have
off the books and put it in your mouth.
Off the books was like 92, 97.
And when was put it in your mouth?
95.
94. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. The name of my first record was a hit. My first record was a hit. Not put it in your mouth, not put it in your ass.
Let me tell you something.
I
was in the car.
And that was 93.
I'm just not. I don't like when your conversation starts steering towards that place.
I'm in a whole nother zone. I'm in Buffalo, New York. And that record got more burns than Jay-Z records that was out at the time, than the big records. That record off the books got more burns than that. I was in the can. I used to have my own radio slot time. Every Friday, I would call the radio.
Okay, I got to ask you a lot.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, that shit, damn right. Didn't you make it feel good?
Oh, you was with him?
When you say your husbands and Jay-Z shit and all them niggas?
I feel like you
right, good.
No bullshit.
That's right. Fuck Brooklyn. That shit is another planet to me. If it wasn't for Jay with the Damage, I wouldn't be friends with none of you niggas.
Jay with the Damage.
You know Corona, nigga. We only used to go to Brooklyn to gonna shoot that shit the fuck up.
Tell him. Yeah, Corona.
Corona niggas for real. Brooklyn
niggas gotta relax.
Shit in the 80s, man. Shit, only nigga.
QB, you gotta calm down too.
Rest in peace, my nigga Sean Price.
Long Island City niggas.
He's on my nigga Sean P. Big up to my nigga J. Rudder Damage.
You gotta realize it's just you and Freeze. That's it.
Freeze. Which is having fun. Bush Rock is in the building.
I feel like Freeze is with us.
I gotta receive
it. I feel like that's not true.
That's the least you can do.
Give it to Nari.
Yo, but listen. So we worked.
They always try to separate us.
All right, listen. You worked with Pun. You worked with Joe.
Am Only Love.
You worked with Only Love.
It's a.
But then it's time for y'all out. Describe that situation. Oh, Steve Rifkin comes to y'all.
Just open, man. I couldn't wait till you, like, you know, we used to be serious with the digging. Like, that, you know, well, that's another story. But,
What's the other story?
No ID. You know, no ID.
Common Sense.
Common Sense, yeah.
No ID and Common Sense. Because remember, Common Sense was on our label.
Yep.
So, Common Sense. Common Sense first album, Can I Borrow a Dollar? Yeah. Like, we did remixes on that shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I remember going to Chicago and fucking with No ID. Cause you know me and my man VIC like
y'all didn't do a soul by the
we actually had fuck it. I'm saying the truth.
We did.
We taught that nigga No ID how to dig. Yeah. Like I used to be in No ID basement and Kanye West was like this.
Yeah. I believe it. Cause y'all was a
and I'll show you Scratch magazine interviews where that nigga Kanye was like, I'm trying to take it when he came out early. He's like, I'm trying to take it back to that beat.
No, for sure,
shit.
He definitely was a fan.
Nah,
for
Kanye,
sure.
Come
so
on.
You know, that being said, whatever. I was talking about how excited me and this nigga were just to flip shit because he was like how it was.
Because back
the
then Kanye wasn't Kanye, so
yeah,
he was coming up. Kanye was the school that Kanye came from.
Yeah, like honestly, that's the
school.
And I say that with the utmost respect. I think he's amazing. He's talented.
He was really like, you know.
Both amazing. And I'm proud to shit to say that them niggas, you know,
it's an open
that I sparked
right
them. Because I did.
Kanye is definitely a student.
Yes, yeah. It's open bottle right
and
there.
And I'm God. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to add on. You come hang around me, I'm adding on.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, of course, No ID and Kanye West is successful from watching me and my man. You know, they took it to the next. That's right.
Elevation.
Exactly.
Hey, elevation.
You know?
Got to. About.
We
got to
make some noise for that, goddammit.
I'm going to y'all were the Neptunes of that time, and you're still.
And me personally, I didn't know that y'all produced everything and did everything, mixed, engineered.
Yeah, that was
I didn't know that person.
There was a time when fuck. Remember?
I mean, coming from Native Tongues, like everybody was a group.
How did
and
y'all
we
even
all,
get down with Native?
We all. Everybody produced themselves. Everybody produced them. They not produced themselves.
Yeah.
Tribe producers, jungle producers, beating us like. We come
that
from that.
Dope,
that that's
but how did they even get down when they did talk?
You know how I'm gonna tell you this story. Cause this is shit. Me and my man, we was already boys, you know, from the hood, digging all that. Then, you know, niggas, I got kicked out of high school. We got kicked out of high school. So the hangout shit at our boy's house, that shit kind of faded. So we was still, he was still digging. I was still digging, doing
that's
my
thing. Digging for records.
Yeah, digging for records.
I bet.
So then I'm at Downstairs Records one day. I'm going to just try to run through the shit.
That's the shit in the village?
It's fucking boring. But anyway, yeah, nah, it was
it was get
down,
to the point how you met Africa. And
yeah, I met Africa at the record shop.
But
they already had
Jungle Brothers. Baby Bang.
They already had Jim Browski.
Yeah,
that's
it
what
was big. It was big.
So you know.
Yeah, they were Roseland already.
That was huge.
That shit was blowing up.
So, you know, we was doing we was in there in the record shop. I seen that nigga. I'm like, oh shit, it's Africa from the. So we standing online to pay for our records. Same time. He was a little short. I'm like, this is Africa from the fucking Jungle Brothers. What is it? $3, $4, whatever it is. Jim Browski days, whatever. I'm not saying this if for any other reason other than I was...
He's not asking me. He's telling me.
He's actually asking you.
No, but I'm saying, you know, because I don't want nobody to get the wrong idea. Like, oh, you pay for that nigga's records. That's why. Nah, but it wasn't so that. We're both kind of in the...
Yeah, you dig it. You dig it.
He was so cool to me in the record shop that I was like, what, you're a couple dollars short here. Boom.
Yeah. God
damn. That...
Who are we talking about again?
Me.
Africa.
From
Jungle Brothers.
Jungle Brothers.
You gotta relax.
No bad bothers.
So from that day, you know, from that day forward, he was, you know, he was like, man, this little nigga cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the next thing you know, I'm getting invited to the studio, come through, we over here, everything. Yeah. Now I'm cool. Now I'm Jungle Brother Juju. See me? That's how I see? One good act of
that's how shit happens.
Then I start, you know, then I'm into studio, I'm bringing records, Chris Lighty sees what happening. Next thing you know, he has an artist, Chi Ali, now I'm the victim of a bright
idea. Wait a minute. Chi Ali was your artist?
You can't let that slide.
It was his artist, but we the ones that made it.
Tell us about Chi Ali, because we're about to interview Chi Ali.
All right.
Very soon.
Well, anyway, this as far as I'm trying to, like, it's a long, you know, it's a lot of shit. I'm just trying to cut to the, but that's how shit happens. Anyway, next thing you know, me and that nigga's friends.
That nigga
Africa from the Jungle Brothers. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because of whatever, that good deed. And then, you know, I start showing and proving from there. Because he was like, this little nigga, you know? Then my man, we did a little radio promo where them niggas shouted me out and Psycho let us hurt. It was like the first one that we did. Psycho hit me. It was like, yo, what, you still fucking around? Boom. I was like, yeah, nigga. You still doing your shit? Yeah.
And that's how y'all connected.
Because, you know, because we had split up because after the whole high school shit.
Yeah.
So we kind of lost contact with each other. So when you heard me on the radio, hit me and I was like, yeah, man, come on. So then, you know, now we back. Now the formula is back.
You like, my man is on. I'm getting in. I'm in.
Yeah.
Like,
no, that's the way it's supposed to be.
That's basically our story in a different form.
Because when everybody else, he was the only one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So then, you know, then, like I said, that shit led to, you know, we're hanging around. Chris Lighty's road manager at this time.
Yeah, he's carrying their records.
He has no idea of being any kind of, you know, whatever. He's just, so then, you know, he got Chi Ali. And when he got Chi Ali, he was like, he had an idea. Let me get this little for
him. Yeah.
And, you know, everybody else was too busy, you know. Being De La Soul, being Joe, whatever, you know, niggas were too busy. They weren't in the inception of their shit.
So you can't
blame them. They didn't have, you know, time. So me and Psycho Les had the time.
Come back.
And that was fabulous. Chi Ali was born.
Chi Ali was born.
That's what I'm saying.
So you saying?
That was on first major
albums. You said somebody else was for Chi Ali.
When Chris Lighty had the bright idea of doing Chi Ali, everybody else was busy doing, you know, forming their own careers. And we were just producers that were just hanging out. And he knew what it was, so we took advantage of that. We were like, okay, Jungle's too busy, Daylight's too busy.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Have you ever like, took that personal? Like,
what?
As far as,
I don't think we did anything wrong ever.
Ever?
Yeah, no.
Even.
You don't want that job? We took it. And now he's Chi Ali.
We was hungry to get in anyway, so we.
We was hungry to get in.
So describe that situation with Chi Ali.
And that's how beating us got the record deal.
All his records, Chi Ali's first records, y'all did them?
Yeah, we did all that.
Well, the whole album.
Well, it was people album. Involved too. Black
Big
shit.
Big shout to my nigga Chelosti who did the artwork on the front
Dave
cover.
From De La Soul Dove was
Chi
involved.
Chi Ali is standing in front of
a lot of
227.
It was all
Louis Armstrong on his cover.
Oh,
you see the Chi Ali behind him? That's on 227.
Yeah, that was the little kid ever.
So, oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Kids, the young.
Get that nigga Jello. What's the name of him?
My nigga Jello.
They kicked me out of 227.
The young kids. Crisscross. So it was in style to have a little cute kid. And so that's where T.I. Lee was one of those.
Come on.
Yeah.
Queens was never got a real
idea.
I'm
just kicking it with you.
I know, man.
That's like one conversation, two conversations, three conversations.
Yeah,
we're giving you bachelor degree chairs right now.
Word, word. Drink champs.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
You like it?
I got a fucker, bro.
Told you, nigga. Big shout out to my nigga Butch Rock. Kept me sober for 48 hours. Came in with the shakes.
This nigga told me don't drink. Nigga called me, he was like, yo, don't drink until you get up there. I was like, yeah, all right, bye. Went right to the bar.
Welcome to the family affair. Welcome to the family picnic. Corona niggas don't play,
niggas don't
Right now,
nigga.
No, what's going on over there?
You really gonna be
you gonna have to explain that pajama you wearing?
You gonna keep that on his road?
He's looking at me mad hard with that Noriega pajama suit he got.
Black niggas are. That's Slobs. Tell them you got every Cormega album, every Juju album. Talk about every album you got.
Stop talking to Mike. Free Slobs.
Slobs.
Got the pajama set?
Bobby, yo, what's going on? This nigga's having a seizure. Get him some
what?
Yo, get that nigga some motherfucking
big
logo.
What am I supposed
to do? Yo, say what's up to your man, son.
Nah, I'm gonna be that.
Yeah,
Jay Thomas,
man,
Nori,
sir.
Don't
look
a crack,
man.
Jay Thomas, you're not Thomas at all.
Your name.
No.
I know.
Hey,
you
gotta
take over real quick.
Yeah, you see.
Yo,
get
that
nigga
bumper
cup. Come on,
bring him.
I take over real quick.
Yo, what's going on? It's your man, Butch.
Let's give him
a cup.
Yo, nigga. Yo, take away.
What's good, B Nuts? How y'all doing?
What's the deli, Willie?
Thank you, man. Respect to you, too.
My name is P. Worthy. I'm out from Long Island. We born and raised in Long Island, New York, so you know we all New York.
516. Nice.
516.
516.
Public 495.
Chubb D.
What was that?
495.
495.
Leaders of the new.
From Westbury. Shout out Westbury.
Hold on, I think EPMD. EPMD from Long Island.
Who else?
Yeah, we got a bunch of
EPMD from Long Island.
We got a bunch of movie stars.
I'm gonna hit you with the ill one, JVC Force.
Nah, Juju.
Can't take it. Okay.
The other day.
Yeah.
I called you.
That's fucking
me.
No, okay.
One of them, which, by the way, was one of the biggest highlights of my career. What?
Jameson.
When you fucking called and FaceTimed, but I'm with Mayor. You know that nigga ain't want to answer the phone to him?
Hey.
He was scared to death because you know what we was doing. And that nigga was like, yo, Nori, yeah, that nigga was going to be like, nah, man, I don't want to answer that shit. He gonna bark on me. I was like, answer that shit, nigga. Nigga. It was like, yo, you with Juju. How mad could he get at you?
No man bash.
You know what I'm saying? And then when you was like, hang up on the FaceTime, you know, I was like,
don't co-sign none of that. Just stop.
You see all that?
You see all that?
You text him, you was like, is that nigga really high?
He's
gonna be. He's gonna be so mad.
Gotta talk to him.
Don't worry, we'll get around to you.
Talk to you.
Come on.
Juju on that beat.
Nah, sure. Juju on that beat.
A shop in Queens in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Actually, nice. Right across the street from LaGuardia Airport. So, you know, we showing love. I got footwear and apparel.
Nice. Everything's lime green.
Every flavor, every color you can imagine. Yeah.
Every green you want.
Yeah. You're not selling me on it.
Shit. 50 shades of green, mother.
Nice.
Mother trucker.
Yeah.
Plug ass.
Did he just say 50 shades of green?
Mother trucker.
That was hard.
8310 Astoria Boulevard, wow. East Elmhurst, New York.
Hey,
right across the street. Right across
the street.
What's the www.worthylux.com?
www.worthylux.com.
My friend.
Hey, hey, you know,
anybody that comes through from Drink Champs gets a discount.
Woo!
Be honest, I'm coming through.
I knew they had to get somebody to pay for me to come up.
I'm bringing the same shit he got on his
Sponsored
by. He's gonna make you one just for you, bro.
Please, yeah.
This show was sponsored
what color,
by.
What shade of green you want?
I want
everybody.
I want the same shit.
Over at
yo, real quick fun fact. I don't even think he knows it, but you know you in the first Coming Home Cuba. He makes a quick cameo with Thurston Howell.
That's right.
And the documentary series that I got going on. That's one thing. And the other thing.
Shout out Thurston.
And I want to shout y'all. Because, you know, I'm repping Miami, so I got to just get this in there. But y'all did the joint for Mike Ripa, who passed away.
Whoa.
He's a Miami.
I did Mike Ripa shit. Yeah. You want to hear that story? Nah, yo. Real talk.
And then we're going to get the cocaine piece. Stories out of this.
No, it's not a cocaine story.
That's it. This
you got two live on the drink chance.
Yo, Nori. Don't sidestep from the story. Don't go.
You love Mike Ripa? That's my dude.
He went to high school with us.
Yeah. Big up to my nigga Rolly Roll, too.
No, Roll Up. That's my brother.
Roll Up.
Rolly Roll Records, which
Rolly
is
Roll Records.
Mike Ripa was
the nigga that was financing that nigga.
Yeah, Roll Up's my favorite, man.
When them niggas were on tour with Common Sense and Pharrell Monts. Yo, you listen to me?
Because it's important. I want to tell him to shut up.
I think you might find this amusing.
Yo, Caron.
What up?
You got to relax.
He doesn't care about Miami things.
Yeah, well. Real talk. My man Mike Ripa, rest in peace. Back in the days when niggas was just, it was Organized Confusion, Common Sense, Beat Nuts, who else? Psycho?
This is a tour?
Yeah, all of them in a van, squeezed up together, horrible. Rock and roll tour.
School. Artifacts.
What was Juju?
Artifacts. Oh, shit.
What was Juju doing? Getting 7 G's to do Mike Ripa tracks. And I was like, fuck that tour, I'm not going. These niggas were like, come on, we can't. I was like, fuck that. I'm not getting squeezing into a.
Stance of Darkness was the record.
I'm not going.
Is that the name of the record?
What? The
record Mike Ripa shit? Stance of
nigga,
Darkness.
I did that nigga all his singles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All the first singles with me. Me, nigga.
How many records? I don't think he put out that many records.
3-4 big ones. You niggas wouldn't even know that nigga if it wasn't for them.
We knew him from back. He was a kid.
I'm the one that
gave him all the records.
That I said, fuck my tour, because I wasn't going to make that kind of money. You know what I'm saying? We Corona niggas. We money hustling. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm getting 7 G's a track here. Why am I going
to
squeeze into
a band? That was big for a Miami kid to come out and have a Beatin' Us record. Like, you know, like.
These niggas, where I'm getting 7 tracks, you know, 7 stacks, and I'm at In Your Ear. Well, it was Power Play at the time, but.
Power Play.
Power Play, yeah.
Let's make sure there's Power Play.
Anyway, Nori, that being said, my man's not here, now that my man's not here, because that was my point. Now that my man's not here no more, Mike Ripper.
No, he's dead,
thank
man.
God that I did that. You know what I'm saying? Because those were the illest records that my man did. And those records are the ones that put him on the map.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I was, you know, I was smart enough at that time. Whatever, I had the selfish reasons for doing it, but I'm glad that I did.
Yeah,
it
was one of the few artists from Miami Bubble and Mother Superior. Yeah.
And those records, my nigga, if you find them 12 inches now, they worth
paper. I got them. I got the 12 inches. I got them. What's going on back there, man?
God bless Jay Talmadge.
What's going on over there, man?
I don't know.
No.
Grooves in the house. Dude, it's all fun and games until somebody puts something in you you don't want in you.
God bless. You're a bourgeois.
You probably hear everything.
Good.
Nah, that's fine.
You're a bourgeois.
Yeah, you know what's
talking about,
you
bourgeois.
I get the mic today?
That's bourgeois.
Go ahead, Butchie. I get the mic today? What's
that's
up,
bourgeois.
Y'all drink champs. What's up, y'all?
You gotta get out relaxed.
You know what I learned from left right?
Relaxy.
I learned this law in left right.
Go ahead, tell me.
Don't put nothing in your body you can't master.
Factory.
Because I know that ain't never been you.
It's all insufficient.
That ain't never
been you. You got it.
And all time. I won't praise them too long. I'm going to be 49.
That ain't no left rack here. That's definitely some LES shit. This is all LES shit right here.
You know. The God will be
LES.
Because you're born
right?
This year,
no,
that ain't never been
there.
Cotty.
That's
LES
shit right there.
Miami in the
building. Shots fired.
You're my first time.
Yo, it's fired. Let me tell you something. Psycho Les.
Okay.
Juju. I know I looked at the wrong people.
It's all right.
Dyslexic.
Hey, we're mirror. You could call us both those.
Psycho? But the one
I'm Psycho Les.
Psycho Les.
You don't wake up Juju sometimes? I wake up Psycho Les sometimes.
I feel like that. Yeah.
I wake up Psycho Les. Sometimes I wake up, I feel like Psycho Les.
What up?
And I act like Psycho Les.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we want to tell y'all. Is hip hop is alive.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, it is. We want to thank you.
Thank you, baby.
We want to thank you for keeping hip hop.
I want you to promise everybody right now.
I
want you to promise everybody right now that we are going to do a record together.
No, I can promise that.
That's all I've ever wanted, man.
I wanted a beat.
Like, I know, man.
Definitely, man.
Yo, I'd be like,
the
damn.
Beats, man.
Because you know Killer's my man. Yeah, I'm gonna beat you in front of niggas that I know. And I'm like, what?
I'm driving.
I don't really kind of believe it. I'm just throwing it out. Because I feel like you should have gave Butch Rock a beat, like 17 years ago.
I'll run with Butch Rock for free. I'll do anything Butch Rock asks.
It's like we're not relaxing beats for you.
Nah, we got some new fire.
You say that, you're not relaxed.
We got to
be honest.
I can play some shit.
You
can
play the beats, your game.
Yo, with all due respect to the nerds. With all due respect to nerds, you get on some Psycho Les shit, you're out of here.
Wanted that shit too.
Out of here.
It was one beat. I love.
Yes. My nigga, he was in my car. Went to the net game after that shit.
Cool, Psycho shit.
Went to the net game. Psycho gave him the beat. The shit you gave Tony Touch. The shit you gave Tony Touch.
But he used it?
He did use it.
So
but we gave it to Nori first, though.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to lie. Nori was very heavy on the drinking because he's a drink champ.
So I don't know what the fuck
happened. Yo, sir, you know we got you, son. We ain't never going to
be. I like that.
You can go to sleep, so you go like wake up and be like.
Come on,
relax.
I did this shit work.
He beating us EP right now.
I did this shit work.
Done.
Come on.
Let me executive produce it.
Rona, lemon ice cream. Right.
That would be amazing.
I need one
and Butch
beat.
Rock. You know what I'm saying?
No,
too.
Yeah.
That's
come
all.
On.
We're good.
Six joints, man. You kill it.
I need Butch Rock verses in there, too.
No, Butch Rock, you're not being an album.
No, son.
You can't have Butch Rock in your room. Cannot be. I'm executive producer. You can't be on that.
Keep going.
Ooh, the scissors cut you out.
Damn.
Butch. Yo, we're on the remix.
Come on.
You're on the remix.
Yo, get that phone off of me, man.
Fuck with you. with DJ AFN.
Rocket Mortgage.
I know, right?
Rocket Mortgage. Yo, I wanted to buy a house. I'm feeling myself because I'm on the table for the first time.
He made me want to buy something.
Yo, Nori, man, I know where this is going.
I seen these niggas show.
Just, before you get too tired of me.
I ain't tired.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you for having us, man.
Let me tell you something.
Because really, I don't think you have any idea how much it means to me.
No, I don't think you have any idea how much the beat nuts.
Because it's been a lot of years.
No, no, no. I don't think you have any idea.
How much?
Wait.
It's been a lot of. It's my show.
I don't think you have any idea how much the beat nuts mean to us.
Factory.
Thank you. For people who don't understand, we never heard a Big Pun until we heard of him on the Beat Nuts record.
That's a backhanded compliment.
I'm gonna be honest.
Thank you for telling me to get the fuck out.
Because I'm not playing.
Here I am. Everything I just said.
From the heart.
It's from the heart.
I feel you.
When we heard Big Pun, and then we heard him on y'all record, and then we heard him. And then we heard that you guys actually embraced him. After the record, you guys put him on your record.
I tried to embrace him a lot of times. It's kind of hard to get my arms around him. Whatever. I'm trying to add a little levity.
But at the end of the day, that's what hip-hop respects. Hip-hop respects that...
That we brought Big Pun out.
That shit was iconic.
Everything I did prior to that is...
No, that's not true. We've been saying that.
I just want to get our wording right.
Absolute classic.
I want to get our wording right.
No.
Your production, y'all's production is...
I know I'm amazing. Please, you think I'm where I got to come here for you to tell me? I know I'm amazing.
There you go. You needed the Jameson to tell you that.
Nah, I didn't need anything.
What I'm trying to...
I needed the Jameson to... To unleash, you know.
Unleash the juju.
Nah, because I'm humble to a fault sometimes.
I'm not gonna lie, like
James said. Can I tell you this? I drink only because it makes other people more interesting, not because I need it to be anything.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes.
No. That's our alcoholic perspective. That is the truth.
I love that alcoholic perspective.
Like, nah, this ain't a tooth.
We gotta be honest with you.
I'm actually more dangerous when I'm not fucking drinking. To be honest with you.
Why is that?
Because I don't really have a lot of patience. You know where we come from. You know what our shit is.
But one of the first things that I see, this shit makes me impatient. You told me something
about
tragedy.
It allows me to deal with a bunch of shit that I wouldn't generally.
You told me something about tragedy. The first thing on our FaceTime.
I didn't say, what?
And I couldn't understand.
What was that?
I don't know.
Well, but no.
You said it.
No, I had FaceTimed you.
Yeah.
And then you told me something about tragedy. I had no idea what you said.
So if you had no idea, I don't remember.
That's good.
I don't remember saying anything about T.
Because
it was me and Mayor hanging out.
Yep.
Okay. I do remember what I said about T. That was all because I was telling you that all I ever wanted to do was be 2-5.
Woo.
Nice. Good memory. I did say because I said all I ever wanted to do was be 2-5. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, like, see what he's saying? Like, I'm saying, I said that shit earlier. Niggas, just as much as he's saying all this shit, if it wasn't for Beat Nuts, there wouldn't be no Capone and Noriega.
Thunderbirds.
My dudes, the feeling is mutual.
Nah, it's not.
Yo, son, here's a drink to all the girls who act stink. Shady niggas just react, we don't think. For real, spill out my whole life and ink. Take the world in a heartbeat, son, so don't play. Who's that?
But listen.
Who's that?
Fat Joe.
And my nigga Trags, I like trust me, me and my nigga Trags is good. Me and my nigga Trags been through.
No, but listen, the worst. Listen.
And I told him that. And that night I told him that. I told him I'm 2'5" now. I even know the handshake.
Here we go.
¿Qué pasó aquí? Party time.
Hola.
Eso me duele.
No, no. Feel me, twin?
No, but twin. Listen. Listen.
I thought that was
no. Relax.
It's my mom. Yo.
That's your mom?
Shit. Yeah.
Wait, I'm done.
Oh, shit.
No, damn, but listen.
There we all go.
Here's the deal. Oh, shit.
Here's the deal.
Stock for the law. Here's the deal.
Yo, throw, cover him up.
Man, I thought you
shit on top of him.
Let him sit down.
Here's the deal. Because.
Man.
No bueno.
Because.
I can't go no more.
My brother.
Thank you, my brother.
Good for you.
Thank you, my brother.
So it happens on your
bike.
Get some napkins, Butch.
All right, here's the deal. American pie.
Nah, it's not good.
Nah, it's definitely not good.
Yo, go ahead.
I'm trying to be cool.
I don't worry about that, son. Yo, let me tell you, this is really shit.
He's not going to shut it down.
This is the realest fucking podcast ever.
No.
This is the realest fucking podcast.
Oh, you mean that shit? I don't even know what's going on back there. That's why I didn't need to record.
That's Drink Champs.
What happens on Broadway stays on Broadway.
I didn't even know what's going on back then.
No, let go of it.
What's going on back there? I can't even see.
You niggas all failed as EMT workers right now.
I can't even see
niggas
what's going on.
Failed as the EMT. Nigga, that nigga passed out. See
talk
me,
about
nigga.
Ugly jackets.
Shut
nigga.
Up, you see
talk
me.
Talk about ugly jackets.
Why you, so why you see me and passed out, nigga?
Breakdancing windbreaker.
So how did drugs come into your life?
When?
Huh?
We get burned.
I don't know how you came from Philly.
Because we all smoked weed, right? So when did that?
See, this is where we're getting into.
Nah, you never
keep
me, my nigga.
You started, nigga. Why you passed out when you saw me? What am I?
So when did
fuck you? You started.
Just relax.
Anyway, there we go.
I know where we're going with this.
Okay, yeah, don't leave me alone, man.
So when did real drugs come into your life? Like, real drugs?
Real drugs came into my life right when they came into yours.
What's a real drug? What's a real drug to you?
Reaganomics.
In the 80s?
Reaganomics. Corona.
Selling? Using? What are we talking about?
We're
selling. Selling. What the fuck else? Selling. Of course selling. What else? You know where we come from.
A lot of Hennessy.
Oh, my God.
You know what it is.
Chi-Chi definitely did not get the yayo today.
Okay. We're going to say the beat nuts.
So much familia.
God damn it.
Thanks for having us.
We love y'all. Let's make some noise. God damn it.
Yeah.
up.
And to be continued.
I love to be
thank you.
Come on. No, anytime. Man, anytime you invite us, we come through.
It's let me tell you, man, it's a huge honor to be, you know, I love Noriega.
We're more out of this.
Let's do it.
All right.